Okay, so we promised we would just do this, get this topic out. So we'll do this, okay? So the Gemara in the middle of the Ketan Maraktan Sugya has this odd little tidbit, great, of the Amoraim who used to put the Kala on their shoulders, and when challenged, how could you do that? They responded,
it's different for us.
It's different for us. The women are to us like
broomsticks.
White geese is what it says. That's at least one translation, or like a block of wood, right? Different formulations of this, right? Different places. I think maybe this one is a block of wood, or a chshure, whatever. Basically, for us, it's not a problem, right? So this sugya raises the question of the role of subjectivity and the like in the issues of arayas, which is an important issue just to sort of get on the table, right? This is an important issue in psak. It's an interesting issue in the methodology of halacha. So I just want to really set out the esodos, not sort of flesh out all the details, but get the esodos out. Okay, so let's just start first with the iser negiya to begin with, right? Obviously, if we want to understand the exceptions to the rule of negiya, first we need to understand the iser negiya itself. So basically, there are two positions in Rishonim with slight nuances, but basically two main positions, right? The first is that the Rambam and the Chinuch. And the Rambam says like this, right? This is the Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvah, Shinun Gimel. Va'mitzvah Shinun Gimel, he, hiranu, mikiruv, lachat, mikol, elu harayot, vafilu belobia. Right? There is a separate Isser d'araisa to become close to any of the arayot, even without actual intercourse. Kigon, chibuk, v'nishika, like hugging and kissing, v'hadoma lahem, mipi'ulot, haznut. Right, and similar to them, the actions of znut. So what do we have so far? Right, according to the Rambam, negiya is an independent iser, but it's limited to what? Right, derech chiba. Right, well, he doesn't use that formulation, but right, the chibuk v'nishuk v'adom olem yipu'ulot haznut. Right, v'hu amru yit'ale b'azhara mizeh ish ish el kol sh'er b'saro lo zikravu legalot erva. Ki'ilu yomar lo tikrvu mehen kiruv yavi legalot erva. And we darshan, how does it come out? From lo tikrvu, don't become close. It means don't do anything that would bring you close to erva. V'lashon ha-sifra lo tikrvu legalot ein li'ela shalo yigale minayin shalo yikrav. We only know that you can't uncover an actual intercourse. How do you know you can't even come near? Tamalomar bel isha v'nidas tomasa lo sikrav ein li'ela benida baltikrav baltigale minayin l'kol harayos. Right, we know it by nida. How do you know it by all harayos? Shehein b'val tikrivu uval sigalu tamalomar lo sikrivu ligalos. Okay, v'sham amru v'nechrasu anefadros ha'osos mat talmud lomar l'fishin amar l'zikrul yachol yehu chayavin kares al hakriva talmud lomar ha'osos lo hakrovos. Okay, lo hakrovos. Okay, so the Rambam thinks there's separate iser d'oraisa. Now, what is the nature of the iser d'oraisa? The simplest explanation seems to be, and this I just gave you the reference, but I didn't put it, is dealt with extensively in the Sefer Lekach Tov of Rios of Engel and Simon Chet. Is that it's what's called a siag d'araisa, right? That just like derabbanans, you have rules which are siagim, which are meant to protect you or protect you, protect the d'araisa rules that are meant to prevent you from violating iser. So too, you have d'araisas that are instituted as siagim, and they are set up to protect, let's say, more fundamental d'araisa laws. Right? Other examples besides rule zikravu are potential examples. Bal yirah, bal yimatzeh. Right? There's an iser to eat chametz, and there's also an iser d'araisa to have chametz in your property. So that may be a siag d'araisa. Possibly the iser to cook basar b'chalav. The ikar iser is to eat it, but there's a siag d'araisa. Right? These are all possibilities that he raises. None of them are muchrach. We can get out of them. Right? But this notion that there's a siag d'araisa. Okay? The Chinuch also goes in this direction. Mitzvah Kuf Pechet. Shalo lehis adein v'achaz mikol ha'arayos. Not to, right, get pleasure or enjoyment or whatever from one of the arayos. Shlolis adin racham kol arayos v'hin krovos v'eishes ish v'nida. And who are the arayos? They are relatives, meaning incest, adultery, and nida. V'afilu blo bia, even without actual intercourse, kegon, chibuk v'nishuk v'chol adoma le'ilu ha'pulos ha'ra'os, shemamikin bahen ba'ali zima ha'olchim acharei ha'evel v'yehavlu. And all the actions which those who are promiscuous are sunk into, those people who follow vanity, shenemar, ish ish, el kol she'er b'saro, lo sikrevu legalos erva, upeirusha, what does it mean? Ilu omar lo sa'asu shum kirva, shiha goremes v'hamevia ha'adam legalos erva. And that is anything that brings you to erva. V'chein darshu zechronam levracha lo sikrevu legalos ein liela shloi galat minayin shloi krav tamad lomar ve'el isha benidas tumasa lo sikrav ein liela nida lo sikrav ve'lo segalat minayin lochol ha'arayos tamad lomar lo sikrevu legalos v'sham ne'emar v'nechrasu nevashos ha'osos shema tamar yiyu chayavin kares ala krevu levad. Maybe you'd think you'd even get kares for these ancillary Surim, Talmud Lomar, Ha'osos, Lo'akrevos. They're both Asur, but the only ones you get Kares for, the Ikar Asur, is intercourse itself. V'nichbal halav b'isur zeh be'omro. Lo sa'asu mikola to'evos, shi'ichlo kolanim e'la shem to'avas Hashem. And it is then repeated within the general category of don't do those things which are abominable to God. Klomar she'oseh san yisrachek min ha'tova. Umeisir me'alav hashkachas Hashem baruch hu. That the people who do these distance themselves from good and remove from them the providence of God. Zeu perush ti'uv Hashem b'chol makom. That is what ti'uv Hashem means. Lefi mashe shamati. V'gamkein mashe kasuv b'sof ha'inyan. Ki es kol ha'idovos ha'el. Asu anshe ha'aretz ha'shil lefneichem v'akutz bam. Ha'inyan lomar shemidam megunam me'od. Chol davar ra u'ma'us b'yavzer yichane ha'kasuv k'ilu Hashem soneo so. V'hakol al ha'inyan shamarnu kein mashe amru zechronom l'vracha b'chol makom. K'dei l'zaber ha'ozen mashe chol l'shmo. Okay. Skip the next paragraph, and then be sharshe archakas azima. What's the nature? What's the reason for this issur? Kavsavti v'haris v'yishma yisro. I already said belav de lo sinaf mashia daati v'zosa mitzvah gamkin v'osa shorishu. And this is obviously related to the actual issur of adultery. Shenim ne'u miskarev im harva shum kurva. We are prevented from getting close to the erva l'fishia dua ki a kurva siba el gilui erva, because coming close is a cause of actual adultery, of incest. V'gilui ha'erva yimtzu kama takalot v'kama hefseidim k'moshe kasafti. And erva itself leads to many problems. So amnam otzor atam yaspik v'eshes ish avokroos adayin tzarech anotam acher v'asaros ervas im nichtov bo ma'ashe nidav etz Hashem, etc. Okay? So, Rambam, Chinuch, others think that the krivas l'arayas, two things, are one, daraisa, and two, what type of daraisa are they? Asyag daraisa. Okay, we're clear? Yeah? Okay. The Ramban is cholik. The Ramban, in his comments to the Sefer HaMitzvah Shin Nun Gimel, says, "Vinei Rav Matzab Raisa Zumi Furesh V'talot Dvarav B'ilan Gadol." The Rambam found this Sifra and built everything around it. Aval, Kfi Ha'iyun B'talmud Ein... hold this for a second, just to prove... The Rambam, just skip to the next page, and this is where Rav Yosef Engel points out that if you look, there are two passages in Avos Derab Nasan that seem to go to this as well. Asu Sagla Torah, Asu Sagla Dvarecha, Kederech Sh'asa Kadosh Baruch Hu Sagla Dvarav. Right? Right, you know what Avos Derab Nasan is?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
in
the second...
It's an expansion of Pirkei Avos, right? It's a... Right? So, on the line, in the first mission of Asu Sagla Torah, Avos Derab Nasan says, make a siag for your words the way God does, right? So, Rabbi Yosef Engel points out that this shows you there's an idea called siag d'areisa, right? Now, it actually says more. It says, the entire category of siagim d'Rabbanan, the notion that the Rabbanan would try to protect d'areisa, where does it come from? From the fact that God does it, right? Or in other words, kol detikon rabbanon kein daraisa tikon, right? They took their cue from God himself. Yeah? And then he gives an example. This is the next passage there. Ezu siag shasa tar lidvara. What's an example? Harei omer ve'elisha benidas tumasa lo sikrav. It says that when a nida There's a nida, right? You shouldn't come close to her. Yochal, yochal, ima v'yishta, ima v'dabar, ima dvar v'telem. I might have thought that you could eat with her, drink with her, and be frivolous with her. Tamad lomar lo sikrav ligalos. Yochal tirchos lo panev v'tichol lo ina v'tishol menu she'la sakos. I might think that she could, you know, wash it, you know, help bathe him, or and he could help her put on makeup. And pour wine for each other. Tamalomer lo sikrav yachal tishanim bevigdal amita. I might have thought they could sleep together in the same bed as long as they're wearing clothes. Tamalomer v'hadavavim nidasa v'gomer kolayim emshi v'ninasa tevi nidasa. As long as she's a nida, she should be a nida, right? Which means someone who is going through her menstrual cycle, but also it means right linadot, right? Is to right nidoy is what is excommunication, right? It means to distance, right? Mikan. Amru kolha minule minavla atzma b'mini dasa in ruach hamino chemed. Okay, and then it brings a story that appears many places in Shas, in Chazal rather. Ma'ase b'tamid echad she kara harbe v'shana harbe v'shimish tamid echam harbe. There was a scholar. It's actually a scholar. He died young. And his wife was crying every day. And she said, Rabbi, it says that the Torah is your life. And Baali, my husband, Shekara Harbe, Vishana Harbe, Vishimish Tamid Cham Harbe. Why did he die young? No one answered. Until Eliyahu Anavi came and Amrla Biti said, my daughter Malecha Amrlo Bali Kara Arbe Shana Arbe Shin Stamacham Arbe Lama Mes Bachati Yamav Amrla. So he said, well, Biti Kisha at Nida, when you are a Nida, Kolosana Yamim Arishonim, how it's Lacha, how does he act with you? Amrlo Love. Right, the beginning of Nida, you would say, don't touch me, don't touch my kelim. Shema tavoli de safik. But at the end of Nida, we'll leave aside what that means. Mao etzlech. He would eat with me and drink with me and sleep with me in the same bed. And we would touch. But he wouldn't even think about sex. Right, blessed is God who killed him and didn't show favoritism. Okay, so right, he points out correctly that it seems to be an Avos Rav Nasan, very clear that this is a Sag Daraisa, right? And even if Lo Chashav L'Davar Acher, right? He didn't even have in mind to be with me right, intimately. Doesn't matter. The Etem Kirva is Aser. Yes, good, fine. Ramban says no. Vinei Rav Matzah raises where he found this. Sif Rav, Vitalad Varvilan Gadal, Aval, Kvia Yun Batamud, Ain Hadavar Kane, it's not true. Shea Bekriva, Shein Bagili, Erba, Kmo, Chibuk, Venisha, Golav, Umalkas, it's just not true. Share Bigmar Shabbos. Because in the end of Shabbos, we quote this same story. Shalu Benida, Mutter, Shishka, Bala, Yma, Bimita, Achas, Yiv, Vigda, Hubi, Vigda, Bahayu, Mehem, Misha, Osir, Behelo, Pligida, Rabidas, and Rabidas, also Tara, like Kriva, Shea, Gilui, Erba, Bilvar, it brings a machlokes. Are you allowed to sleep together in the same bed? And Rav Pida said, the only type of kirva that's azur is gili erevash, and amar ish al kol she'er b'saro, l'skrub l'galos arvav, v'gnei, ein lo sikro l'galos arvav, nidrash lehem lav v'fnei azur, it is not a separate lav, kibreiz ha'shnei b'sifrei, avad yeshuv v'kriva shele gili erva b'vad. It means erva, it means literally erva. Minei adua od mimin hagam b'talmud jamaiza b'reiz ha'zu eslam emes ha'vayed v'ar shalavi p'daz, right? And then he makes the argument, if it were true that they held of the sifra, so what happens every time the Gemara holds of a midrash halacha? What does it do? It quotes it, right? But it doesn't appear in Shas anywhere. Right? So then he skipped down. He said, "Ein ze ikar midrash belav azeh ela krasmach." The Balmer. There's two lines from the end of the paragraph. So it must not be that they thought it was daraisa. They must have thought it was only in a smachta. Okay. V'harbi ma'od kain b'sifrei b'sifra v'dakir kivah le'isha because of tomar ala biya kinyan. Harbi lo'vazeh lo b'sulim u'ksev v'akrav el nivav v'tar 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 uva'osa b'raisa shanu. Oh, Yahweh teach him with Gadeha al Hamita Tamalom lo Sikrav. And he brings the whole story. Again, third line, we call Elo Einam El Asmachta Veher Gokman Aveira. It's just an Asmachta and a way of distancing yourself from Aveira. V'talmud ha'elu shehu mutar v'sham shanu od nemar kan lo sikrav nemar lavan al sikrav harmi l'de erva lo sikru archeik min akiyur min adomalo shekach amrucham archeik mi cheit kal shema yiviyachal l'de cheit chamur im kenim ela gdarim usyagim l'sarachek min ha'avirot v'samchu osam l'mikra. It's just a geder d'rabanan, and we have an asmachla. Shemar atom lamar b'syag dras atar l'dvaresh, atav satar l'oshan kirva b'arayash, kadeh shiu chom yichom las asyag b'loshanav, yishmu b'mina at tzadikim, and osim panim l'tara, kol krivash b'olam, zeh derech agadah, right? It could be, maybe it says syag d'arayza, but that's just derech agadah, right? He's muda to the fact that it's possible, but he says not right. Lo shieze ikar alav. Uvgmar kidushen. Now he proves it. Okay, now this comes to our issue, right? So now he gives an example, right? There was an example in the end of Kiddushin where Rav Chanan bar Rav put his granddaughter, right? He held on to his granddaughter, even though she was married. But wasn't it Aser? He's hugging now a married woman, right? Right, so the Chachamim challenged him. They said, "How can you do that? We paskin ein mishtamshin be isha, whatever that means exactly." And he says, "I hold like the other thing of Shmuel that I call the shavim shamayim." V'ilu haya b'kriva lav gamor minatara, and if kirva l'arayos was itself asr midah raisa lo hutra lachasidim lachacham ma'osim ma'aseim l'shum shamayim. It could not be mutter for people of the right intention. It's impossible. Aval hakol geder usyag umutter b'krovos l'mishem muchzak shino chashad. Therefore, it's mutter. All these krivos are mutter of someone who's muchzak d'ish nachashad lasos kiyur v'nimna mishar hanashim. Sechaz yivamos pergav avimdo amar harazu achnasas atara, etc. And then he gets into some details. Two lines from the bottom. Va'ole mikan. Because there's no nimna inyan hakriva lav bifnei atzmo ella krivish legivoy asar hakasuv. Okay, so he says, I think it's the rabbanan, and now he comes to our sugya, right? And it's the same idea, right? That's why, since it's only the rabbanan, so we can be mekel for those people who are muchzak that they are whatever, right? From kosher. Yes.
In terms of the Rambam saying, what's the source of the Torah that they use to expound it?
Lo sikravu legalo serva. Okay.
So what's the exact thing about being made out by what?
By cases of kriva la arayos, where we know that the person has no sexual intent.
Okay.
Okay. So what we have so far, okay? So we have the Rambam. Who's and the chinuch who say it's daraisa, kaneres syag daraisa. The Ramban says it's not, right? He does at some point in the piece suggest that if it were daraisa, it would be kein chatzi shir, right? Right? Now that is another formulation to say it's asmi daraisa, but not just as a syag, but as a kein, right? It's also an act of intimacy, right? It's a chatzi shir of actual bia, right? That's a formulation the Ramban has. That's another way of understanding the daraisa, but the Ramban clearly doesn't hold that way. The Ramban himself says it's derabbanan. Now, we have our problem, right? That we have the Gemara in Ksubos, we have the Gemara in Kiddushin, where you have Amoraim who are taking it upon themselves to be mekil in things that are clearly kirva la'arayos, right? How could that be? Right? So the Ramban is a simple answer. It's only derabbanan, and therefore it's only derabbanan if there's actually a chshash, right? Because in other words, the derabanan is substantive, right? The arises are, in addition to being substantive, are formal, right? Meaning, even if it is a siag d'araisa, that doesn't matter because once it's d'araisa, it's now objective. So, right? He doesn't understand how you could have these, you know, subjective parameters of negia if you held like the Rambam. Now, but what's the obvious answer for the Rambam? Right? What's the answer for the Rambam?
The is only chal as a result of the problem, meaning the fact that it will lead to bia creates the isser.
Well, what if it doesn't lead to bia?
It exists as a getter.
What
as a siag.
Sharper.
And the siag is only as a result of the larger isser.
What if it doesn't leave to bia, right? You know.
It's like if it has potential to lead to bia. Subjective.
The round of this is only things that are either derek hebrew or derek taiva.
Yeah, that's the more straightforward one. Is not exactly what you said. It's no. Is hugging, kissing is not objectively right. It's.
There are examples of
languages, derech chiba, right? The whole point is, what is asi li de erva? What is going to come to erva? Certain types of touching, right? So that position is outlined in the shach, but we'll see it in a moment. Okay, so background to the shach, and you'll see who does not agree with what I just said.
So the shach is explaining the Rambam through derech chiba, not
correct. We'll get to the shach in a minute. Well, we will flesh this out when we read the shach, but it's background to read the shach, okay? Yes. But we're going to get this. We're going to get to it. Okay, so there is an odd sheet of the Beis Yosef, which is Nifsag and Shulchan Aruch. Let's say your wife is a nida, and she is sick. Right, she is in fact dying. Okay, or on her deathbed or something like that. And now you need to touch her in a way that would be somewhat intimate in order to, right, you have to do some sort of medical procedure that at some level could, right, you're touching parts of the body, right, that are intimate, right, can you do that? Okay? So.
Is it proper up or something like that?
Oh, no. What we use is Lamashish Law Adofak, which is a very specific helping, right, which has, you know, it involves parts of the body that are intimate. Okay? Let's leave it at that. Okay? Can you do that or not? So, Shulchan Aruch paskins, no, it is Yehareg V'al Yavor. Now, this makes a few assumptions, right? Go back to our what we talked about last week when Yehareg V'al Yavor. So, it makes a few assumptions. What assumptions does it make?
Yehareg V'al Yavor is about her, too.
Well, no. I mean,
Yehareg V'al Yavor is about, is this talking about yourself? You should die before doing this?
Yeah, that's Yehareg V'al Yavor. But
you're also able to kill her. So you like to. She's
I mean, that's obvious, right? If something's Yehareg V'al Yavor, right? If someone said, right, if someone points a gun to my head and says, "Mimachal," right, it says, "Worship of the Tzara, I'll kill you," so I have to die. If someone points a gun at your head and says to me, "Worship of the Tzara, or Yossi will die," too bad, right? Yehareg V'al Yavor means that it overrides death, right? That's what it means, and that's not a chiddush. That's obvious, right? But. First of all, he assumes that Nida is an Irva, right? Which is not obvious, right? Nida may not be an Irva, right? This is a Machlokes we've shown him, right? But he assumes that it is an Irva, fine. And the other thing he assumes is... Yes, but what does that mean, right? Is this Bia? No, what is it? At best.
Must be Doreit, according to
him.
What?
At best, it's Eric.
Which, wait, what is it? Yeah. What's the term we used? Abuzrayu, right? It's the subsidiary Isurim, right? And he assumes, first of all, that we pass in Abuzrayu is Yehareg V'al Yavor, and that Nida is an Erva, right? Those are the two assumptions he has to make, neither of which are obvious. Fine. That's the base Yosef, right? The cause of Abuzrayu is Hadeshin, B'shem Gadol Echa, De'isha Nida Chola, Ubayla Rofe, Aser Lamashish Lahadefek, it seems like this is even if there isn't another doctor. Usher. The Gamachuvas Laharamban. Usher Labal and Mashish Davak Ishto Nida Vyafalpi. Shaloshan Shaila Have Bishesh Shamrofim Achirim El Dabala Nichale Mishum Mizuman Tadir. Even though the Ramban's chuvas were there other doctors, near the Maida Usher Lo Shanilan Bejesh Shamrof Machirim La Aina. From the Ramban, it sounds like it would be mutter in the case of Goch Nevesh. Because he thinks it's only Drabanan, right? The Ramban thinks that Kriva Lora is only Drabanan. But right, so he paskins like the Rambam, right, that Nigia is Asr Mida Araisa, and that Nida is an Erva, right, explicitly, yes? Fine. The Shach, in two places, takes him on and says, right, no, right, this is wrong. We can skip. We can do it in the opposite order. We can start with the one Kuf Tzadi Hei, where he's actually directly commenting the Beis Yosef. Asher Lamashesh, or the second Shach. Umiyu imacholam besukon veinjam rofim mashmak tzas mitzvahs Ramban dishari mibnei bikuach nevesh al dishlomer the time he also the sphere laid in gias nidin was with Ramban and avala Rambam. Right, that's the Beis Yosef. Yes, the chain cost of atar zav, and that's what the Levush says also. The ain nira, it is wrong. Devadai af laharambam leka iser daoraisa elek shosa kain derech taiva v'chibas bia. Even according to the Rambam, who thinks it's daoraisa. What is daoraisa? Right?
The reason you're doing it.
Something which is considered derech, taiva, v'chivas, bia. Something which is leads to bia. The type of act that is considered sensual. Right? If your wife is sick and you need to treat her like any other patient, that is not derechiva. Now, the Rama, Derech Moshe, at some point tries to defend the Beis Yosef. Maybe he thinks that Kol Bishter derechiva, right? But Pashtus of the Shach is right that Yafil Harambam, that is to arise, it's not all negiya is asr midaraisa. It's only things which are kain arayos, right? Which are kirva la arayos. Masha'en gain hacha. V'chein haminag pashut. Sherofim Yisraelim mashma dofak shal isha afilu eshes ish ovid chochavim. He said this is standard practice. The Jewish doctors will do this procedure. Yes. Right, this procedure, even for married women or non-Jewish men, Alpha Bishis, Rof Machirim, even with their other doctors, over the Chumah were not Jewish, V'chein Osen, Sharmine, Mishmoshim, Alpi Darke, Refua, Ela Hadavar Pashut, Gima Shekasavnu. If you go back to the Shach before this, this is in Kufnun Zayin. Kufnun Zayin is the Simon about. Yaharigal Yavor, right? Kuf Tzadi Hei is Nida. Kufnun Zayin is Yaharigal Yavor again. Right, he quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Ayin Hey, where we say that Ma'aseh Adam Echad Nazanina Beisha Achad VeLibotina, right, a man who was overcome with desire for a woman. He said, "Can I sleep with her? No. Can I see her unclothed? No. Right, I'll die if I won't talk to her. Right, can I do that? No." And he said, right, he says, third line, they're asher mishum lo sikruv. Now, what type of dibur are we talking about?
Flirtation.
Probably flirtation, okay? Fine. And then he says, Ulfiza majmus vile ka Rambam. The fact that you think this is the Yaharigval Yavor means you probably hold the Rambam that it's d'oraisa. Then he quotes the Rambam and the Smag and the Chinuch.
So he's proving it from the opposite side.
What? I mean, the fact that the Ram thinks it's Abu Zrayu means he must hold it's Daraisa, right? Then he quotes the Ramban, right? Who argues on him? But now you skip down to one like six lines from the bottom, and we call Makom, like fourth one on the line, yeah. Right, it is only aser if it is derech chibas bia. Sherei mitzino b'shas become a duchte shaha amoraim hayim mechabkim umenashkin levnoseim v'achioseihem. Because we found the amoraim hugging and kissing their daughters, their sisters, etc. Find mechim mashm hedya from the Rambam kol abal ares derech ivarim oshchibing nishuk derech taiva v'nei nevikiruv baser hareza loka min haTorah, and he's medayik. This seems to be explicit in the Rambam. Okay, so yes,
is he saying that the isser itself is only sensual acts? Meaning, is it only sensual and appropriate acts? Meaning,
yes,
in a behavior.
Meaning, yes,
that's meaning lichachila. You're allowed to do things that you're allowed to touch someone who, in a way.
Hold it, right? We're not there yet, right? So far, all we've said is that is not the iser daraya the arayas of los sikru legalos erva. Yes.
Daraya. Thank you. It can still be
derva. I bring the guy.
Now that's all we've said so far, okay? Now, if you want to look at the Rambam inside, right, next source, Kalabala, Erva, Min Arayos, Derech Evarim, Moshe Chibek, Venishek, Derech Taiva, Venenem, Kirub Basar, Reza Loka Min HaTorah, Shnei Amar, Levilti, Asos, Michalkosa, Daivos, Venem, Rav Sikru, Legalos, Erva, Klomo, Sikru, Ludvarman, Vien, Lidei, Gilui, Erva. Halach Abed, Osa, Dover, Michalkos, Elo, Reza, Choshed, Al Arayos, Vos, now. In addition to those, the things which are derech taivas biyav, asher lelum likrots biyadav, raglav, lelirmos beinav lachem and arayos, right? You can't, you know, wink with your eyes or make gestures with your hands to the arayos. O lishok imo lahakil rosh afilu lahariach besam shalea. You can't even smell the perfume on her la bit biyaf ya asher umakin lemiskavin ledavar zem makos mardus. And if you have intent to do this, you get makos mardus. If you even look at the finger of a woman, you want to get pleasure. It's as if you looked at the makom ha'erva itself. So the Rambam says, in addition to his d'araisa, right? What does he have? Well, maybe, probably, right? In addition to the Ikariser, he has all these other things which you get Makas Mardus for. Yes?
Yeah.
Magin Mishnah and Rav Moshe and the next two argue whether even these are D'Araisa or not. Magin Mishnah says, V'asar lotem likros, mevur b'braisa b'der anasan v'amru b'avos shchok v'kalos rosh margil ner erba v'amal tarba sicha me'isha v'kama dvarim kayotze b'ilu perik b'me'isha v'raglein t'chadim. Sena, shemet les mor v'afar samon v'alein v'afil b'gdei seva shal asar l'estakel k'moshi ispar. Okay? Last line, V'yesh b'dvarim elu makas mardus kayadua b'chol iser shehu midivrayim. According to Magid Mishnah, it's very easy, right? There's two categories. The araisa is what? Things which are objectively?
Derech chiba.
Right? Derech taiva. What things are derabanan?
Subject.
Everything less than that, right? You know, I'm winking at an erva. I'm smelling her perfume. Right? Whatever. Yeah? Rav Moshe argues that no, it is also d'araisa. Mukhrachin lomar adgad v'arambam. Hashalilin likros b'yadav raglav olirmos b'inav lachal min arayat olishchok ima olachal rosh afil arich b'sam shaleh olavit b'yafya asher shezeu gam kein mi d'araisa. Umash and Masik Umakin the Miskavin Ludovarzemakos Mardus Humishum Dimidaraisa in Lokin Mishum Shehu Lav Shein Bomasa. You don't get Malkos Midaraisa only because of Lav Shein Bomasa, but he assumes it's also Daraisa. Right, so the Rambam, because it's a Lav Shein Bomasa, because there's no action.
But winking is
not right. Not really. I don't know. It's not a quantifiable enough action.
What?
Smelling,
yes.
Yeah. Fine. So, that even these secondary things are d'araisa.
What
you just think they're not actions. You don't get malchus d'araisa, but they are d'araisa, right? Smelling not enough of an action to get malchus for, but d'araisa. But it is also me d'araisa. Okay. So d'araisa, the shach says. And he's probably right in the Rambam, the only thing that's also is Derech Taivas Bia. But in addition to that, there's yet another Isra, these things which are, you know, one level down, and then there's a Machlokes, is that D'Araisa D'Rabbanan. Okay, let's just finish the Rambam here. Now, sorry, but what's still the problem? Let's assume that this is true, that there's a secondary level, right? Still, what evidence do we have to deal with in the Gemara? What? Yeah, right? We have all these cases where Rabbanan are doing, right, these things. Right? So let's just finish the Rambam, then we'll try to figure it out. So, Halacha Vav, Mechabek Achim, and Arayas, Shein Libo Sholem, Nokfo Alein, Shinojik Lachad Mehen, Kagon Achosa, Gdol Vachas, Imo Chayotzeba, Abu Bishen Shem Taiva, Lona Klal, Arizim, Meguna Biyoser, Dora Aser, who Umaisa, Tipshin, Hushin, Craven, Lerba Klal, Ben Gdol, Ben Ktana, Chutzme, Aim Livnava, Av Levita. Now the Rambam creates yet a third category. Halacha Vav. Yeah, got it, top of the page, yeah? If someone hugs and kisses his relatives, she'ain libo no kvo, right? We totally allow you to hug your daughter, right? The vertical relatives, right? Up and down, right? Your descendants and your ancestors, fine. But let's say your sister. So, is it actually aser to hug your sister, which is not derech taiva?
Yeah.
No. He doesn't even think it's usher to get makas mardas. He comes up with a third category, which is, what does he say? Hareze migune umaise tipshim. Right? It's pasnished. Right? It's wrong. It's not us, right? It's not really us, or it's wrong. And this is Nipsak and Shulchan Aruch as well. Right? Halacha Zayin, Kate said, what is it? Mutar ad l'chabek labito. A father can hug his daughter. L'nashka v'tishim v'kir basar. V'chena aim b'na kolzman shim k'tane. V'gdilu v'nasu aben gadol v'abaz gadol ad shiu shadayim nechonu v'zarech tzamech zeh yashim k'suta v'yishim k'suto. V'baz bosha lam l'fnei avia. Okay. Whatever. We'll leave that aside. Okay? So, now for the Rambam, we actually have three categories, right? We have the Iker, the Araisa, which is Derech Tavis Bia. Then we have things which are also either Darabanan or secondarily the Araisa, which are like in that Parsha, but are not actually Derech Tavis Bia. And then we have yet a third category, something which is not Derech Tavis Bia at all, right? But is Migune. Now he doesn't explain what that is, right? Now his example is specifically a like hugging your sister, right? Now, that might be unique because the act of a hug is something which could be derech taiva, right? But your sister is not somebody who it would be derech taiva with, right? So that could be migune, right? But it's also possible the Rambam is just creating yet a third category, which is that there are things which are not formally usher, right? But in addition to all of this, like in the realm of arayos, right? We have another rule, which I didn't give to you, but it's probably the most important rule of arayos, which is ein apotropos la arayos, that no one is trusted for arayos. And therefore, therefore what?
We have to be extra careful.
You have to be ever go and relying just on the letter of the law, hareze migune, that is disgusting, okay? So with that in mind, now we still have to explain our Gemara, right? And the real question we're asking is, okay, but there has to yesh gvul, right? There must be a gvul somewhere, right? We have this now three levels for the Rambam, things which are also meat. Ikra din, right, on the Darais level, then the secondary level, and then the third level, which is Maguna, but at some point, right, like the Rambam says, I can't hug my sister. Can I give my sister a high five? Right? Can I, right, we'll see in a moment, Ramosha's famous Shuvah, I'm on a subway, and I'm like this, right, and I happen to be touching a woman who's on the side, right, is that Mutter, is that Azar, right, is there a Gvul here, right? Yes, there. So, according to the Rambam, there's a descending order of severity, but or is there anything which is actually mutter, and will that help us come back to our sigya and figure out how these amarayim actually were matrit lechatchila? Okay, so that's the question we want to figure out. So let's look at a famous tshuva here by Rav Moshe. Okay, we'll run through it quickly. It's not such a long tshuva, and we'll read it. We'll read through it. Okay, so here's the halach. All right, the question: Minin halicha b'subway ubibus. Right, you're going on a bus, you're going on a subway, you can't help but touching women. Right? This is, this is the Gvuli case. Right? This is like, I'm not touching, I'm not doing anything, I'm on a bus, what am I supposed to do? Yeah? Fine. B'dvar halacha b'subway u'bibus. I really don't understand how Israelis read Rav Moshe. I mamash have no idea. Okay. Right? B'subway u'bibus. Okay? You're going to work. Everybody knows subways. All the New Yorkers know New York subways, right? You are, right, squashed with people. You know, you're trying not to be pickpocketed, right? This is a bad situation, right? Depending on the night. Fine. So he says, what am I supposed to do, right? Can you go? So he named like a shum iser. There's no iser. Because not derech taiva. So how does he understand the Rambam? That what? That it's only derech taivas asur, even derabanan. So then, how does he understand the next two levels in the Rambam? Those must be what?
Other forms of derech taivas.
Yeah, meaning secondary derech taivas, right? I'm smelling, I'm sniffing someone's perfume. Okay, that's it's not quite, hugging and kissing, but it's in that kivun, right? Hugging my sister. Okay, like yesh ladun, right? It's an act which is derech chiba, But my sister is not someone who I would have derech chibas be a fine. Okay, but akivun. But something which is bechal, not in the Persia. How does he understand the Rambam? That's something that is bechal, not at all. Derech taiva is not asher midaraisa. It's not asher midarabanan. It's not there. It's not megune mutter le gamre. When the first came to Shach, and that's who understands the Shach. I'm going to go to the Shach, right? And now, what's the proof? The Amoraim would hug and kiss their sisters and daughters. But now, what's the problem? The sisters' case is the case the Rambam says in Megune, right? So, what must it be, right? That thing, right? What must it be? How must Rav Moshe understand it? The Shach must understand it, right?
It's different from Haram.
What?
It's different for the Amoraim.
Yeah, that those things which we call Megune, why are they Megune? Probably because you might at some level doing derech taiva, not because they're objective. That's why the Rambam puts it several halachos later. So if someone knew absolutely that they had no shemetz of taiva in them, so not only would not be megune, it would be mutar lechatchila. Right, the Rambam says megune pashtus. Why? Because most people are not that convinced of them of their own right purity of mind. So there's a category called derech megune. Right, but if you were, it would be mutter lechatchila. That doesn't mean that most people could, you know, necessarily for a Moshe hug and kiss their sisters. Maybe yes, maybe no. Right. Now, then he continues with the Shach. We'll skip a little bit here. Blah blah blah. Right, then he brings a whole deal about the Shach, and the Torah slash Shlomim doesn't like it. Fine, skip down three lines from the bottom. Even though there's some Achronim who think that there's some Isser Darabanan in this case. Right, pasher like a shum iser may also araya asma. It's obviously not true. Right, he thinks there's no iser in these cases. Okay, and then he goes on to explain it. I'm going to skip all the complicated dionym here. Fine. So let's skip down to the next page. To alkol panim ladina. Right, skip the whole thing. Right, there's a whole dionym in the Achronim that maybe even the Beis Yosef himself doesn't think that Lamashi Shadofak would be mut usher in other women if you're a doctor. It's only by your wife where there's implicit derechiba that even the Beis Yosef was Allah al daito that it's usher. That's what we missed in the middle, okay? Right? Which you sort of hear, right? That your wife would be more chumar. That is true. We treat our wives more chumar because there's implicit derechiba, one hopes. Okay? Fine. I'll call panim ledina. However, Binashim Acheros, other women's af beishes ish, even married women, Benisos, Venachrios, Leka Isser Shalom Bederch Taiva Lukulay Alma, Velachain Loshach Lachos Michal Mila Lechet Visubway Vibas Vishas Adikal Avodash, the Chukim the Chukwe Manashim and Nashim Afiril Yukhali Zarmanagina Chivirajim. Right, you're stuffed together. I understand you can't not be Noget and Igia below Miskave and Machmash EF Shalom, right? Touching without even thinking about it because you can't help it. Said, right, if your wife was the person you're stuffed next to, that would be the Machlokas Shach. And the Beis Yosef would say that by your wife, even that could be Asur. Right? The Shach would say that no, even for your wife, something that's mamish not derechiba is mutter.
As a nida,
right? That's what the Shach is talking about, right? Nida. Shalom nesu elad varam shosin gergelam shalom yishkechu shein nida, because you don't want to do things that would make you forget shein nida gergelam gam betashmer zeleka besabay bebas shein zehergol emishu elavagim amitigal veadam. Or the Shach would say it's mother because like you're stuffed in a bus, right? That's not an intimate act with your wife. You are stuffed in a train, right? Or a bus, whatever. Abis Yoshe, fine. Next paragraph. Chein leka isur mehaytaima gam leishav eitzelisha. For that reason, it's mutter to sit next to a woman, right? Even though you might touch, because that's not derech taiva. Your wife, different story, right? Your wife sitting next to each other, that is a somewhat intimate act, so he would say, don't sit next to your wife. Okay? Right? This is actually a paskin, right? You're not allowed to sit
next.
What?
Is it only when she's in nida?
When you're in nida, obviously.
Yeah.
Right, maybe if she's a Nida, right, we don't let you sit on the same bench, right? This is classic Karchagos, because we are more Machmir. One second, just the last paragraph. Now, obviously, what is the caveat to all of this? What's the caveat? When would it be Aser? Even for a Moshe? What? Well, that's for sure, but even if it's not Derech Chiba, if it's not objectively Derech Chiba, but... Right, last paragraph. Avolum yodeyashu yavol lidi hear her. If you know it's going to cause hear her, yeshlulim nehom yilalechet amnechal. Right, if you know about yourself that you right will actually be right provoked sexually by being stuffed on a subway, then it's usher. Right, but we allow you. We assume that unless you know otherwise, that is not the case. Okay, fine, and that's what he says. Rabbi yodeyashu devora. If you know that you will have an erection because of this, so don't go to work, right? Do not get in the subway, right? If you know that is what's going to happen to you, okay? Right, but this should never happen, right? That doesn't happen, right? If you are that perverse, right? He says, right, go learn Torah, okay? Right, fine, okay. So what does Ramosha say? That even according to the Rambam, right, that there are three levels, that third level, that Meguna level, right, Kanara, what's Yossi from the Rambam, Ramosha and the Shachim, though, doesn't say it explicitly, is what? Is that even those categories, the only reason they're also, they're even Meguna, they're even looked down upon, is if there's a Shemetz of Taiva, right, or potential Shemetz of Taiva, but they're not objectively Usher. Right, things, actions which are not right, objective. Right, therefore, the people in the Gemara, why was it mutter for them?
No taiva at all.
There's no taiva at all. Can most people rely on that? No, ain apotropos la arayos. Fine, but now, under what circumstances can you and I rely on this svara? Right, to what extent? Right. It's clearly, to some extent, you can, right? Ramosha, despite the fact that I don't think Ramosha would say that the average person can put someone else's wife on their shoulders at the wedding, right? He says the average person can go on the subway, right? So how do you figure it out, right? The real question here is, right, what is that role of subjectivity here, okay? So let's finish off here. So the Gemara that was mentioned before by some of the Mefarshim, the Amar Shmuel and Mishtamshim B'isha Amar Lei, Ana Kiddush Shmuel Sfir Lei, the Amar Shmuel HaKol L'Shem Shamayim. Right? So the Gemara in Pei Beis Aman Aleph and Kiddushin sets a klal HaKol L'Shem Shamayim. So the Ritva says as follows. HaKol L'Vidas Shamayim. This is the halacha that kol kafi masha adam makir ba'atzmo. Everything goes by your personal knowledge of yourself. In raya lo lasos hachaka liyitzro osef. You have to distance yourself. Do it. Vafil l'staka vigdei tzivon and shalisha aser. Even looking at colorful clothing of women is aser. V'makir ba'atzmo yishar nichna v'kavlo v'in malatina klal. But if you know that won't bother you, mudr lo l'staka el. You can udaber erva. You can speak with them. L'shol b'shalom ages ish. And this is why Rabbi Yochanan could sit by the mikvah, right, and not be right, not in the mikvah, but outside, right, after women came out clothed. This was in the a few months ago. People were misquoting this very bad, right, because he knew it wouldn't bother him. And that is how you understand, right, the case in Ksubos of putting, right, all the cases of putting the women on their shoulders. But what's the klal? These things are in theory mutter, but who are they mutter for? Right, those who know that they don't have the type of low cult. I mean, chum betuchim b'Yisrael. Not every, even every talmud chacham is batuach. The zim b'shmaytim mechalani yovdim v'asin. Va'ashrei misha gover al yitzro va'amalav v'menasu v'torah. Shvei torim omnim lo adam b'yaldusa v'nosam lo achras v'tikva le'zeknuzo. Shneamar od yinuvin b'seiva d'sheinim v'ra'anim yihu. Right, so he says that fundamentally there's a subjective standard, but practically what? Most people are not at that point for most things. Obviously, if you were, it would be, in theory, mutter. Yes? What? The Ritva. Right, the Ritva. Okay. Now, look at the next two sources, right? This also comes, the Yamshel Shlomo, Now, the Ritva says basically there's a subjective standard, but there's a second element to it, right? Another way of coming to a subjective standard, one way is to say that we leave it totally subjective to the person. What's another way of having a subjective standard? Not we leave it to the person, but where what?
There's a standard for everybody.
Yeah, but it's culturally defined, right? Meaning it's subjective, right, in the sense that it changes, but it doesn't change for you, right? For example, if you skip down just in one line, the Leket Yosher, right, says, "Bamer shemuter leilach achar eishas chavara achar imo mishum de bezman hazein and muzarin kol kach milach achar eisha." Right, he says you're allowed to walk behind women, even though the Gemara says aser, because we're not nizar. Now, what does he focus on? Not
you're not
nizar. You're not, but we're not bichlal. Meaning, right? And if you think about Rav Moshe, right? Rav Moshe is setting a subjective standard. Not really. He's saying pashtus is mutter for everybody because normal people don't get aroused by being on a subway. Right? If you know you're the exception, different story. Right? But, right, subjective standards have two ways. Right? Now, which of them is going to have more influence in halacha? Well, the cultural standard. Why? Because, right, what's the problem that the Ritva says? What's the problem with a pure subjective standard, even if it's true, right, with applying it, is that what? Yeah, not everyone knows themselves well enough. But using a subjective cultural standard, right, it's much easier because you can look at the culture and say, okay, you don't, you know, don't pretend you're a big chassid and do things that normal people would consider derech taiva. But if no one considers this derech taiva, we can assume that you're part of a cultural milieu and you also won't be aroused by it, right? So those are two different ways of having of subjective standards. People are not often going to quote the Ritva, right, straight, because the Ritva is dangerous. The Ritva himself says it's hard because not everybody is that confident. In theory, it is true, but practically it's not. But they will much often quote the second one, which is subjective for everybody, because then it's much easier to say, look, I'm like everybody else in my culture, and I don't find this arousing. So you look at the Lamshel Shlomo here, but it is also in the Levush, for example. The Levush says this about Koed, Sudot Sheva Brachos, right? That once people started doing it, so it was mutter. And Tosfos also over here, I should have put it by the Ritva, the same Ritva's case, right, says because everybody's mishtamish beisha, right, you will have women waiters, right, and does, right, that's what we do, right? And Rav Henkian points out in a very important tshuva and article, right, this point, right, that this notion of subjective cultural standard, right, runs through many folks. Can we look at one more example? The Yamshel Shlomo. What time is it? 57? 56. Okay, we're good. Din b'din zeh, yivuar, d'hadim b'du levaz, lishan etzel aviyah, ben etzel imo, b'kir buzzer, davkish l'gia bas, shalom, blah, blah, blah. Fine. Fine. Then he brings this example of being in the same bed as your daughter. Hakol off three lines from the bottom. Hakol lefimash ain of rose. Everything is subjective. Vegam shemoshel b'yitzro v'yachol is gabra lav mutter lo dabra lo stakel be'erva v'lishol b'shloma. Valzeh somchen kol ha'olam shemishtamshin v'dabram m'staklim v'nashem. Right? This is based on Tosis. Again, this is why the world relies on this and allows you to look at women. Right, but in the bathhouse, right, that's not normal. You don't have a coat, right? You don't have female attendants in a male bathhouse, right? That's already, right? That's already pashtish. But if you see that you are not misugal, you have to distance. So to summarize, what we have, right? We have the Ramban thinks this whole thing has gone to the Rabbanan, only if it's derech taiva, anything else is mutter, right? And that's how he understands all the Gemaras, right? That these people, because it was only Rabbanan, they knew that they weren't tempted, it was mutter. The Ramban thinks it's still raisa, but he has three levels. The things which are actually derech taiva is bia, which is asur midaraisa, abu zrayu, da arayos. A second level, which Magen Mishnah and Rav Moshe argue about, right? The things which are on the retzef of derech taiva, right? They're flirtatious, things like that. They're not actually, so they're either asur midrabbanan, asur midaraisa, but they're not actually derech taiva bia. There's a third category called davar megune, which is still, in order for it to be asur at all, or even bad, it has to be something which could be considered derech taiva bia. But what Moshe assumes is kedavar pasha from the Rambam, is that if it lacks, it's totally empty of derech taiva bia, then what? It's not asur, it's not asur midrabbanan, it's not megune, it's mudlachat chila. right? Which 1 second, right? But how do we define that? Right? How do we get to that? So there's two ways, right? Bikaron, many poskim hold like the Ritva, that there's a pure subjective standard, right? The things that are not objectively derech tavizvia, if you know that you're fine, a kol shem to my man, it's mutter. The problem is that practically, as the Ritva notes, when it comes to psak, it's very hard to give people that psak, right? Because not everybody knows themselves, or people will claim that they're firmer than they are, right? But there's a way where we can determine it, which is not looking at the individual, but looking at the cultural surrounding and saying, is this considered, which is normally considered, provocative or not? If it is, so then it would be hard for us to be mekel, even if in theory it might be mutter, because we don't trust everybody. Ein hava trobos l'rayos, right? But if everyone does it, then we can not only say in theory it should be mutter, but we can say it even l'maisa. Now, where does this come up? Right, most tellingly, and this is where Rav Henkin does it, is by handshakes. Right? Rav Henkin's basic argument, right, what I just played out is why he thinks handshakes are mutter, because he thinks in the cultural setting, for most people, handshakes are not derech taiva at all. Right? Now, people who argue would have to either argue that it is derech taiva, right, they have to argue on the mitzius, or they'd have to argue, right, they'd have to argue that this is derech taiva, right, but this type of discussion, is a handshake mutter, is, right, comes out of this discussion, right? Is it something culturally defined as derechiba? Is it derechiba at all, right? Etc., etc. Right, Henkin takes this argument and says handshakes are not, therefore it's mutter. Which a lot of posts can say, but you want to see where it comes from. Now, just one issue where you see that even the kissing is true here, right? Normally, standard psak is, that might be true for handshakes, but kissing, right, is derech taiva, right? The exception to this is, right, the Syrian community, right? The Syrian community, right?
Assyrian or Syrian?
Syrian, right? They're not kiss on the lips, but standard, even amongst their gedolim, was a right? That was a kiss on the cheek. That was just, right? Also in sort of South America, some South American communities, right? This is just the culture, right? Pashas, that is mutter. Because when we're talking about chivuk nishik, we're not talking about, right, a kiss on the cheek, right? We're talking about romantic, right? You know, on the lips, which is potentially romantic, right? For most people, poskim will say, look, you know, kissing is not a neutral act. But if you're in a community where, in fact, it is, so then the Yamshel Shlomo, and they're like, it Yosher, right, and the Lubush, and whatever, apply, right, that this culturally is, in fact, considered innocuous. Okay? So this is the basic outline of the Psak issues, right, from the Daraisas, Darabanans, Migune, Mutter, right, subjective on a personal level, on a cultural level, right, and now when you see the discussions in Poskim about handshakes, about kissing on the cheeks, about, you know, if your aunt comes over and gives you a kiss, right, v'chule, right, this is the framework that they're working in. Okay? Good? Seder.